The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Everybody wants to live life. All of the smoke in the limelight. Diamonds are fit in the shine right. Hunting for blood on some twilight. They run in the pools, we can't fight. I'm bringing that rod to your
fires it downfield into the end zone. Chase has got it. Touchdown.
I'm leading the race in my back.
Looking for the goal line. He's in. Touchdown.
The speeding will stop by the midnight. Now the mix right.
It is Friday. He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do? We get a people. Yes, they want. It is finally here. My favorite weekend of the year. It is the Super Wild Card Weekend. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday this year we get playoff NFL games, and gambling is legal
talking
in
playoffs?
New York City. We are talking playoffs.
Playoffs?
And we are going to start with America's team, who at one point I thought was the best team in the NFC. I don't think so right now, but they have a difficult matchup on Sunday afternoon. They will be playing against the San Francisco 49ers. And Jalen, Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, they have both been up high and down low all season long. What do you expect to see when they face off against the 49ers?
The 49ers have so very much to gain, while the Cowboys have everything to lose.
It's a great point. It's a great point.
And the Cowboys have really built out their weaponry on the offensive side. You mentioned Dak, Zeke, and Pollard. You know, you got Lamb, you got Cooper, they got Schultz developing. Like, they have weapons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time they need to perform, though.
It's also their defense.
And then the other thing is, the other side of the ball, Micah Parsons, is he? Oh, he a rookie, right? Oh,
it doesn't look like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he a rookie,
it doesn't
right?
look like
he,
it.
He already feels like he the most versatile defender in the league, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Diggs has 11 picks. That's the most
that
since.
That doesn't sound right. Is that right?
That's the most since 1981.
Woo!
You know what I'm saying?
You doing research for today's show?
Well, you know how much I love the D-back position. And I remember when guys used to pick the football off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's a saying a lot of times when young athletes show up at Pop Warner, right? The difference between the guys that play receiver and D-back is the guys that were playing D-back initially tried to play receiver, but it was like they were wearing boxing gloves. They couldn't catch the ball. And so he got stick'em on his hands.
Yeah, he does.
And it's going to be beautiful to watch. I'm excited about this matchup.
There's something interesting going on the other side of the field with the 49ers as well, because remember when they traded up to draft Trey Lance and he was going to be the future of the franchise?
Like three picks.
They haven't said his name very much this season. Do you know why? Because Jimmy Garoppolo been balling.
Yeah.
They do rely on the run game, and Deebo Samuel has so much to do with what they do on offense, but Jimmy Garoppolo could play his way into the starting position long-term for the 49ers.
But here's what's really going to happen with him. Unlike a Baker Mayfield, who was drafted number one, Jimmy G went there, got his bread first before he actually balled, and then took him to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And then they felt like he wasn't the guy, so they drafted over him. But the guy ain't ready yet. So now he gets the chance to lead them to the playoffs, improve his stock, so that now when he goes somewhere else, he could get paid again and be their quarterback.
And they rely on the run, so they don't rely on Jimmy G so much. And Elijah Mitchell is someone who people don't talk about too much, but he's a very effective runner. And if they can get the ball going on the ground against the Cowboys, this could be a very difficult game for them to win. However, I'm picking the Cowboys to cover against the spread.
I'm picking the Cowboys too.
Jalen.
What up?
The champs are here.
Champs here.
The champs are here.
The champ is here.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Little bit of a Super Bowl hangover year somewhat, dealing with a lot of injuries. However, they're going against your namesake, Jalen Hurts, and the Eagles. Is there any chance the Eagles can pull off this upset?
Fly, Eagles, fly! They got a Jalen, baby. And the thing is,
you always got a chance when you got a Jalen.
No question. And dog, like, I just hope this offseason we're not having the conversation about if he's going to be their guy going forward or not. Yeah, like all quarterbacks, he needs to improve some throwing for the pocket. But when it comes to running that thing.
Oh, he's good.
He's good. You know how I know? Because I be betting on it.
All the time.
So I ain't even talking about no hype. You know what I'm saying? He be getting them in the red zone.
In the end zone.
And then he gets it into the end zone. Mm-hmm. So if you're Tampa Bay, you got to be stout up front, which they normally are. But you ask me, what is it going to take for Philly to have a chance? Him to do just that.
And when you have Tom Brady, you always have a chance. I don't care what injuries they're dealing with. They always have a chance when you have Tom Brady under center in a playoff game at home Sunday at 1 p.m. You can't bet against Tom Brady. I don't care what this.
Here's the story of a man named Brady. I hate that our guy Godwin, who came on the show last year during that run, won't be physically in uniform. But I'll tell you, they got weapons back. Gronk caught double-figure balls, made sure he got his bonus.
Tom made sure he got his bonus.
You know, Leonard Fournette catching out of the backfield.
There's some good news running here, especially Levante David.
And now you get your other back, Giovanni Bernard, who's a great weapon out of the backfield, too. David on that physical defense. So they're getting all of their weaponry back. Shaq Barrett. So they're my favorite to win the NFC as these playoffs start.
Really?
Yes.
Oh no. You're absolutely wrong about that, but we can talk about that because my favorite to win in the NFC is not playing this weekend because they have a bye and they have the MVP on their team. Of course, I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers. Tom Brady also an MVP candidate. Tom Brady used to play on another team, but they're going to lose this weekend because they're going into Buffalo and Bills Mafia is ready to rep Saturday night. 8:15. It's going to be like 3 degrees.
I'm just going to let you cook. Go ahead.
Wind gusting everywhere. Griselda in the building. Bills Mafia, stand up. Capo of Bills Mafia, the Griselda representers. We got some in the suite, and we got some right down by the field, repping everywhere.
West side, what up, though?
If you're a folding table in Western New York this weekend, I feel bad for you. See, I took out this table. I've been there right outside the stadium in Orchard Park. Boom! So that table hesitated for a second and then went down. There'll be no folding table standing by 7 p.m. on Saturday night, and I fully expect the Bills to hand the Patriots a little bit of a vengeance victory because remember last time it was bad weather in Buffalo and the Patriots came to town. What happened then?
Run for it. Because it's going to be cold outside.
Yep.
And they have Mac Jones, who's a rookie quarterback, looked really good in his first year. But they proven that if you can't stop the run, we're going to keep doing it.
Yep.
And since the weather's even worse this weekend, they're definitely going to be trying to do it. And also, I mean, just to keep Josh Allen, that guy right there, off the field. And Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
And Singletary's now running really well as the season ended. But I'm rolling with you. I think the Bills, in that inclement weather at home, find a way to eliminate Bill Belichick and the Patriots.
Do you think Josh Allen will be taking our colleague and friend Bart Scott's advice? And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Bart Scott, my Detroit homie. What up, though? He said he need to take Viagra.
Yeah, he said take Viagra. Get the blood flowing.
And the thing is, you
get
know,
excited.
You know what I appreciate?
What do you appreciate?
That I've never. No.
Don't. I appreciate you. And I appreciate that you didn't finish that sentence because I appreciate my job and I appreciate the opportunity to do this program every single day at 4 o'clock on ESPN2. There is so much NFL to get you ready for this weekend. We have other games to preview. However, some interesting action going on in the NBA last evening. The champs, Milwaukee Bucks, hosted the Warriors. Now, the Warriors were the talk of the town. Just wait until they get Klay. Wait until they get Klay. Well, guess what? They got Klay. But they've been getting beat recently. Giannis had 30, 12, and 11 last night in a resounding victory.
The NBA is as exciting as it's ever been. Usually when I go into a season, I look at the teams and say if it's championship or bust for them. And this year, to me, in the West, it's the Warriors and Suns, and you got to put the Lakers in that conversation. Mm-hmm. And in the East, it's the Bucks, the Heat, and the Nets. And so when two of those teams play against one another, they're statement games. Mm-hmm. And you saw when Steph went to Brooklyn what happened. Mm-hmm. And you know who else saw that? Giannis and Bobby Portis.
Yep.
And Chris Middleton.
Yep.
And they felt like, we're not going to be able to do it. And they took it to them. Klay is back.
Yep.
Steph was out there. But let me tell you what else I want everybody to box score watch to really pay attention to. This is why Draymond is going to be the first player since Dennis Rodman in the late 80s to make this year's All-Star game, averaging single digits in points, rebounds, and assists.
They miss him so much, and you can see it in every possession.
The initiation of their offense, the flow, the dribble handoffs, the way he sets screens, the pace. And then the other thing, they killed him up front, right? Bobby Portis, Giannis, Draymond Green, let me see. Oh, defensively, that's right. He's only a defensive player of the year candidate as well.
I don't think Giannis took a jump shot all night.
He didn't have to. You know what I'm saying? So missing Draymond was crucial here, but I like seeing Bobby doing his best dance.
Give me the Bobby Portis dance.
Doing his best dance.
Shimmy, shoulder shimmy.
You know what I mean?
But I'm glad that you brought up Draymond because, like, when you're watching this Warriors team without him, they look like a completely different team.
Correct.
And everyone points to Steph's box score or, you know, Klay Thompson only playing 20 minutes or whatever. But to me, these losses have nothing to do with Steph or with Klay. It has everything to do with Draymond Green not being in the lineup.
Hey, it's people going to talk a lot about his errant shooting, but it's what you do after the break.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes Draymond special. He's a guy I just talked about initiating offense, basically playing the five and leading the Golden State Warriors in assists, but also guarding centers and point guards on the opposing teams if needed, and likely in the conversation every year for defensive player of the year. That's what you miss when he's not playing. That's why he's going to be an all-star this year.
Good win for the Bucks, but if I'm a Warriors fan, I am not concerned whatsoever about these losses recently because you know Draymond is coming back. We are also coming back, and when we do, listen, Patrick Mahomes.
Where my homie?
Has gone to the Super Bowl.
Where my homie?
Past couple years.
Where my homie?
And something tells me he's coming back. We'll discuss after this.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Lift every voice and sing.
The way that he used his voice in this platform, no matter if it was in the eyes of ridicule or imprisonment or whatever the case was, he didn't back down from that. And so for us, it's inspiration to use our voice and our platform to speak for those that can't speak for themselves, and to continue the fight that he left in our hands.
Coming to you live from the Seaport here in New York City and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, I fully expect the Kansas City Chiefs
to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. I don't care if they're not the number one seed. They have a gentleman by the name of...
Where my homie?
Patrick Mahomes. And when you have Patrick Mahomes, you're going to the Super Bowl.
Jacoby, do you think we might get a remix of last year's Super Bowl this year?
We might, but I'm not wearing a clown suit.
And the reason why is, yes, there was some turbulence offensively for the Kansas City Chiefs, but it's based on what they've spoiled us to get used to. And now that the playoffs have started, I expect them to go back to being in fast forward.
Of course.
That's what I expect. The unique playbook and Kelce getting open and the cheetah out there making plays and Mahomes scrambling and throwing no looks. That's what I'm getting ready to see. Unfortunately, if you're a Steelers fan, Big Ben, he was spitting facts.
He just said, we're the worst team in the playoffs. I just hope we don't get blown out.
Yeah.
And I saw the spread, I hope they don't get blown out.
Because as a matter of fact, I had to acknowledge what team I was going to pick with the spread this game. And I even took the
Still
Chiefs.
The Chiefs. Still, the Chiefs are going to cover.
Man.
I think the Chiefs are going to win by like three touchdowns.
Big Ben might be not only playing in his last game with the Steelers, but in the NFL. And shout out to T.J. Watt. Not much talk about him breaking the sack record.
But then they took it back, so he tied the sack record.
Really?
They reviewed it. They said it was a fumble, so it was a broken play, so it wasn't really a passing play, so it was just a tackle for a loss and not a sack. But he tied the sack record. Gotcha. That Strahan didn't particularly earn, let's be honest. Him and Brett Favre had a little deal on that one. But it's that defense. The only chance they have is if they can do what the Buccaneers did in the Super Bowl, which is constantly pressure Mahomes, which is easier said than done.
But that's what the Steelers want to do. They want to run the ball, and they want to play physical defense.
Yep.
And that's how you keep that fast-forward offense, hopefully, on the sideline watching. That has to be the remedy for success if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers.
If the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to win this game, which they're not, but it's going to be a lot of Najee Harris and a lot of T.J. Watt. Like that's the only idea they have. They have a puncher's chance. Every single team, whether like Ben, I believe they're the 14th team of the 14th if we were power ranking them. But if they are going to win, it's going to be Najee Harris running for 150 yards, and it's going to be T.J. Watt with four sacks.
What do you call the honey badger?
A bad weather. He ruins all your plans.
And that Ben got a lot of plans this weekend.
He got a lot of bad weather.
Final game with the squad, maybe in the NFL, like bad weather, about to get a pick for sure. Maybe even a pick six.
Oh, for sure.
Sack.
So this one is easy to pick. I got the Chiefs winning and covering.
I do too.
The next game we're going to discuss is the only one I have no idea what's going to happen in, and that is between the Las Vegas Raiders and the Cincinnati Bengals. I could see either team winning by two touchdowns. This is going to be a very interesting way to start the playoff weekend.
I want to bring you guys behind the curtain.
Come behind the curtain.
As David, Jacoby, and I entered our betting exploits.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of
legal gambling.
A couple of bets were hitting big this year. We talked about Jalen Hurts rushing TDs.
Mm-hmm.
You know the other one?
Ja'Marr Chase. I know exactly what you're going to say. Ja'Marr Chase scoring a touchdown is the easiest bet in my phone.
Because him and Joe Burrow was keeping it thorough this year. We appreciate you guys and Cincinnati balling and Mixon coming out of the backfield. It's been a terrific season for them. But also, you got to give the Raiders credit to me for overcoming everything that they've overcome this season to get themselves in the playoffs. How about this? This is Derek Carr's first time starting a playoff game.
It's wild.
With the Raiders, as long as this seasoned veteran has been their quarterback, they made the playoffs, but he was injured. And so I'm happy he's going to get this opportunity, but I'm picking the Bengals with the spread.
-5.5, you're still picking the Bengals.
Yes, indeed. What Chase two TDs.
You know what I'm doing?
You already
I'm betting
know.
Chase one touchdown. Come I'm on, betting man. Chase two touchdowns. I feel like I need Chase's Venmo. I feel like I need to like give him a little payback because he's made me so much money with these touchdowns this year. Ja'Marr Chase, I owe you, bud. I got
you.
I got you, Ja'Marr. I got you. Send me your Venmo.
I got you, Jalen Hurts. I got you.
Jacoby, at DJacoby on Twitter. Send me a DM and I'll send you a Venmo for like $3. That is going to be a great way to start the weekend because, like I said, I do not know who's going to win, but if I had to bet on this, I would bet the Bengals, Ja'Marr Chase score a touchdown, and the over because you got to take the home team. And the Raiders have played some games where they don't look worthy of the playoffs, and they've played some games that look like they could be the champions, so you never know which team's going to show up.
You can bet something on Waller, too.
Yeah, you can. Love Waller. Jalen, back to the NBA action. The Memphis Grizzlies, remember they were just like our team and we loved them and we were celebrating them all the time? They're mainstream now.
Just a week ago.
They are mainstream now. They have won 11 straight games and they continued that streak last night against the Timberwolves. Everyone talks about Ja, but they're not watching the games because it's not just Ja. Jaren Jackson Jr. had 20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 blocks last night.
The 5 blocks.
Talk to me.
Jaren Jackson Jr. and Miles Bridges, a lot of people don't realize because they see him balling in the NBA. Both were at Michigan State at the same time. So I've been watching him a long time. Mm-hmm. And I told you a while ago when we was talking about young bigs, like younger than Anthony Davis, and you couldn't, you know, have him. Like a young prototype that I love is JJJ because he can shoot the three.
Yep.
He's a righty that plays left-handed, and he blocks shots.
Don't get a lot of rim protectors that also shoot threes.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you hope Porzingis would have continued to elevate and become. And you're right. Taylor Jenkins has done an amazing job with this team.
Mm-hmm.
Ja has elevated himself into top-tier conversation piece and all NBA status. But the key is they keep winning. And so now when you look at those Western Conference standings, you know about the Warriors, know about the Suns. The Jazz got to look over their shoulder now.
But Mr. Rose, I'm going to bring up something that we talk about off wax. I'm going to make you say it on wax.
Okay, cool.
Who would you pick in a playoff series between the Grizzlies and the Lakers?
If AD was healthy, you got to go with LeBron the way he's playing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Memphis is like, here's an example I want to give you. The Chicago Bulls and the Memphis Grizzlies, terrific regular season teams, right? If I was going to put that in an educational context, that's like your GPA. Go to school, you show up, you're on time, you have a good attitude, you'll pass.
Just effort day in and day out.
You know what I mean?
That's what gets you a good GPA. Yeah, effort day in and day out.
And they're playing hard, they're playing tough, and they're playing with meaning. But the playoffs is like test taking. That's a learned behavior. That's a skill. Mm. And if you got Anthony Davis and LeBron James the way he playing in the playoffs, you can't with a straight face, if you're me, pick against them right now against Memphis. Because Memphis, like they will tell you, I have to show it at that point.
Well, for the people of Memphis, enjoy it right now. They're on a great run, 11 straight games. It's going great.
And I told you when Ja went into the stands and he had that altercation, that he had that interaction with the fan where he didn't give him dap and he's wearing the Steph jersey, they now marketed that. They branded it from a team that used to be grit and grind to now people were lining up, giving away their old jerseys of other teams. Yep. To get a JJJ and a Ja jersey. That's creating the attitude not only on the court in the locker room, but with the fans in the stands.
Antonio Brown.
I got you, Memphis.
Floyd Mayweather, Madonna, and Kanye. We're all in the same room at the same time. It makes no sense. We will make sense of it right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and we love our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Doubleheader tonight on ESPN, starting with the Warriors taking on the Bulls at 7:30. And then in the nightcap, we have the Dallas Mavericks taking on the red-hot Memphis Grizzlies. Jalen, what is happening in this room?
Money in the power. Money in the power. Living good, eating good.
It looks like no one's having fun, though. That's my problem with it.
But it looks like something Future would rap about.
So we are going to say goodbye to you soon. But first, we have to acknowledge a goodbye to our producer, Brianna, who is moving on to SportsCenter. Brianna, thank you so much for everything that you do.
She upgrading.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.